Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the semifinals of the 2023 WNBA playoffs. Also, we'll have some of the award winners, and we'll preview the 2023 WNBA finals. So it's going to be a great show, and check it out. It's going to be fun, and thanks again for tuning in to the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about the WNBA finals. So yes, it's a fun time in sports right now. The month of October, the NFL is underway, Major League Baseball playoffs, NHL right around the corner, the NBA is right around the corner as well, and we have the WNBA finals. When you think of the WNBA finals, I think what comes to my mind is the first 4 years that the WNBA was in existence, from 1997 to 2000. When the Houston Comets were a franchise in the WNBA, or should I say when the city of Houston had a franchise in the WNBA, the Houston Comets were unstoppable. He had the likes of Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, Jeanette Arcane, also rest in peace, the late Kim Perrott. Those teams with the Houston Comets from 1997 to 2000 were unstoppable, and they were just kicking butt and taking names. And in 2001, 2002, you had the Los Angeles Sparks. Lisa Leslie, great run she had during her time with the Sparks as well. And then winning again in 2016, Candace Parker doing her thing as well. And then, of course, along the lines, you've had some great champions that have won the WNBA Finals with the likes of the Detroit Shock, which the team is now, the franchise was in Detroit, then moving to Tulsa before becoming the San Antonio Silver Stars and now the Las Vegas Aces. So you had the dominance with the Detroit Shock. Also, the Sacramento Monarchs won a championship. The Phoenix Mercury won a couple of championships as well. Of course, Diana Taurasi did her thing, still doing her thing in the WNBA. Also, the Minnesota Lynx. Listen, the Lynx, with that dynasty that they had with Sylvia Fowles, of course, Simone Augustus, Maya Moore, just to name a few, you can't go wrong with that franchise. The Indiana Fever won a championship with Tamika Catchings. And as recent as the dominance of the Seattle Storm with Breanna Stewart, also Sue Bird, Jewel Lloyd, and even before that with Lauren Jackson doing her thing, being one of the best players, not just to come from Australia, but in all of women's basketball. And then 2 years ago, the Chicago Sky won a championship, Candace Parker being a member of that team. And then last year, the Las Vegas Aces doing their thing by winning the championship. So here we are with another WNBA Finals. I tell you one thing, if you have not had an opportunity to watch the WNBA, this is your last chance to check out the WNBA Finals. It's been some exciting games all season long, and you're definitely going to be in for a treat. And with the two teams that are going to be playing in this in these finals, the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces, man, listen. Listen, we've got some stars on top of stars in this contest, and we're going to preview this game in just a little bit later on in the program. But we've got some star power, serious star power, and let's just say the WNBA Finals, I mentioned earlier, the first 4 years, of the WNBA's existence, where you had the Houston Comets dominating. I had mentioned some of the other teams earlier, and just phenomenal what we've seen so far with these WNBA finals. And I tell you one thing, last year was a good series, but this year, Las Vegas and New York, it promises to be very exciting. My next storyline is going to be the New York Liberty. So the New York Liberty handled their business all season long from start to finish. Regular season, outstanding. The playoffs, outstanding. We're going to recap all of that in just a little bit, but this roster from top to bottom is just fantastic. Maureen Johannes, Bettnija Laney, Courtney Vandersloot, Sabrina Ionescu, Jonquel Jones. I mean, hey, Brianna Stewart. What more can you say about her, right? This team has been phenomenal, and kudos to Sandy Brondello on her second year as the head coach of the New York Liberty. This team has been great, as I stated earlier, from start to finish the regular season. They handled their business. Their playoff run has been outstanding as well, and they've been really good. The Liberty have been good in such a short amount of time, and again, a lot of credit to the free agents that they brought in the offseason with Brianna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, also Courtney Vandersloot, and then when you bring back Bettnija Laney, Sabrina Ionescu is healthy this year, so this has been phenomenal. This team has been phenomenal. Then when you have the shooting of Maureen Johannes, it's been great. It's been phenomenal. And I know fans in New York, well, the New York City metropolitan area, the Knicks are on the mend. The Knicks, they're trying to get back to the glory days. The Nets still trying to find their way in Brooklyn. But, hey, the team that plays at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, the New York Liberty, they've been great. They've been consistent all season long, and it's going to be great to see what happens in this WNBA Finals. And for my last storyline, is going to be the Las Vegas Aces. Last year, the Aces were the hunter. Now this year, they become the hunted, looking to repeat and become back-to-back WNBA champions. When you talk about names like Chelsea Gray, who's a walking buzzer beater, when you've got Kelsey Plum, when you've got Jackie Young, when you have Alicia Gray, Kirsten Bell, also you got Kia Stokes, and then, of course, you've got Asia Wilson, right, the reigning two-time defensive player of the year, and Becky Hammon in her second year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. What more could you ask for? What more could you ask for? This has been outstanding. It's been, I mean, hey, no surprise. From start to finish, it's been great. It's been outstanding. And kudos again to the Las Vegas Aces organization and management. We have Nikki Fargus, of course, Natalie Williams. They're doing their thing as well. And certainly the Las Vegas Aces picking up right where they left off from last year. And this is making for a great WNBA Finals this year between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. All right, before I continue with some more news before we go to break, I had said that the Detroit Shock had moved to Tulsa, and then they wound up going to San Antonio, then going to Las Vegas. I stand corrected on that one. The Detroit Shock started in Detroit, and then the franchise would later relocate to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to become the Tulsa Shock, and then they would relocate to Dallas to become the Dallas Wings. So, again, my correction on that one right there. Detroit had some great seasons as a part of the WNBA family when they were the Detroit Shock, winning several WNBA championships. Then the franchise relocated to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to become the Tulsa Shock. They stayed there for some seasons, and then they relocated to the Dallas-Fort Worth area to become the Dallas Wings. So, again, a standard correction on that, and I apologize for that. And, again, the Utah Stars, they were the Utah Stars at first, and then they wound up moving to San Antonio. The franchise relocated from Utah to San Antonio, and they became the San Antonio Silver Stars. And then, of course, the franchise would relocate again to Las Vegas, and they would become the Las Vegas Aces. So, correction. I stand corrected on that. My apologies on that one. All right, before we go to break, speaking of expansion, it was announced this week that the WNBA will have a new city. They'll have a new area. That's right, the Bay Area will have a WNBA team in 2025. This is the first time that the WNBA has expanded the league since 2008, when the city of Atlanta joined the WNBA to become the Atlanta Dream. So as of right now, the team will play their home games at the Chase Center in San Francisco. So again, the Bay Area, which is comprises of San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, Santa Clara, all of those areas in the Bay Area in Northern California. So, again, congratulations to the Bay Area becoming the newest franchise to join the WNBA. The team will begin play in the 2025 season. And, again, the Chase Center will be the home of this new WNBA franchise in San Francisco. And also, too, facility in Oakland, which is where the Golden State Warriors used to play, will be the WNBA's team headquarters. They'll also have a world-class practice facility, and the team's front office will be staffed in Oakland. So they'll practice in Oakland. The front office staff members will be in Oakland. The team's headquarters will be in Oakland, but the home games will be played in San Francisco at the Chase Center. So the Bay Area, long overdue to have a WNBA franchise, but it's coming, and they'll be joining the league and playing their first games in 2025. Also, congratulations to head coach Noel Quinn. She signed a multi-year contract extension to remain with the Seattle Storm. Didn't have a great year this year. They finished dead last in the WNBA standings, but if you know about Noel, she's a proven champion. She's won a title as a player, and she won a championship as an assistant head coach. So, again, the future's bright for Seattle. Jewel Lloyd, the Gold Mamba, the WNBA's leading scorer this year. Ezzie Magbogor, one of the top defenders in the league. What more could you ask for? Certainly, the future is bright in Seattle, and certainly they believe in the future with head coach Noel Quinn signing a multi-year extension with the Seattle Storm. And the Phoenix Suns, they're investing into their future. They announced that they're going to be spending over $100 million to build a new business headquarter and practice facility for the team in Phoenix's downtown area in the Warehouse District. Of course, the owner of the Phoenix Mercury and the Phoenix Suns, Matt Ishbia, said that it's going to be a wise investment, and they've put all their money, they put all their focus, they put all their resources into this state-of-the-art facility, not just for the Phoenix Mercury, but also for the Phoenix Suns. And again, they're going to be spending over $100 million. My gosh, that's a lot of change right there. They're going to be spending over $100 million to build new business headquarters and a practice facility for the teams located in the downtown Phoenix, in downtown Phoenix's Warehouse District. So what's it going to include? It's going to include 123,000 square feet, two practice courts, hot and cold pools, underwater treadmills, and it's going to be one of the largest sports headquarters in the country. So this is going to be outstanding. The Mercury, I know they're going to be looking forward to it as well. And they're also going to have, including 24/7 access to two dedicated basketball courts with 10 baskets, fitness and functional movement rooms. Also, you have a player and a family lounge. There's a film room, large locker room. Also, the facility is going to have a kitchen with a private chef. Man, I tell you one thing, they're going to be decked. This is going to be decked out to the T. And certainly, when you think of WNBA franchises, a lot of them, really not many of them, have state-of-the-art facilities like this, but it's going to be the first of its kind. Not just catering to the Phoenix Suns, but also catering to the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury as well. And this is going to be an exciting thing, and it's going to be great that both of these teams are going to be doing this. And not just with the Mercury going to be having their facility real soon, but also there's been other WNBA teams that have recently gotten their facilities, like the Las Vegas Aces. They got their state-of-the-art facility back in May. The Seattle Storm are currently in the process of getting their state-of-the-art facility, so that is coming real soon. So, again, kudos to the Phoenix Mercury. They're going to be sharing headquarters with the Phoenix Suns, and it's going to be great. There's no date on this as of yet when this complex is going to be open, but sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely well worth it to take care of the athletes and making sure they have the top-notch facilities to go with that. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at some of the season awards thus far in the WNBA, and also we'll look at the how these two teams got to the WNBA Finals, the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
2% cash back on all purchases on your BR Telco credit card? No cap.
No cap.
Unlimited 2% cash back even on this sweater?
No cap. Even those sweet jean shorts you're wearing.
You like my jean shorts? No cap.
Actually, that's cap.
Get unlimited 2% cash back with the BR Telco cash back Visa. There's no cap. And that's no cap. Apply now at brtelco.org/no cap. Subject to credit worthiness.
Get to know Telco. Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with four locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland, HelmPaint.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on some of the season awards so far in the WNBA. Let's start off with the MVP. Breanna Stewart wins the league MVP representing the New York Liberty. This was a very tight race, a tight three-woman race between Breanna Stewart, Asia Wilson, and Alyssa Thomas. But Stewie, as she's affectionately known as, winds up winning the league MVP. And again, congratulations to Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty for winning this year's WNBA League MVP. Also, some other awards to pass along to you. It was never close. The unanimous winner of this year's Rookie of the Year Award, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. What an amazing year she had, being the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft out of the University of South Carolina, making big strides for the Indiana Fever. So congratulations to Aaliyah for winning this year's Rookie of the Year Award. Satu Sabally from the Dallas Wings wins the Most Improved Player of the Year Award. Also, Defensive Player of the Year Award belongs to Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Alicia Clark, her teammate from the Aces, wins the Sixth Player of the Year Award. The Peak Performer Award winner in points goes to Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. What an amazing year she had being the league's leading scorer. The Peak Performer Award in rebounds goes to Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. The Peak Performer Award winner in assists goes to Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. The Coach of the Year Award belongs to Stephanie White from the Connecticut Sun. The Basketball Executive of the Year Award winner goes to Jonathan Cobb from the New York Liberty, the General Manager of the New York Liberty. The All-Defensive First Team, the forwards are Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and the guards are Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics and Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. The All-Defensive Second Team, we have Bettnija Laney from the New York Liberty, also Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx, and Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky. The All-Rookie Team, we have Aaliyah Boston representing the Indiana Fever. Also, we have Jordan Horston representing the Seattle Storm. We have Dorca Juhas representing the Minnesota Lynx, Diamond Miller from the Minnesota Lynx, and also Li Ning from the Washington Mystics. That takes care of your postseason awards thus far. And I tell you, congratulations to all of those ladies on respectfully winning those well-deserved awards, especially Breanna Stewart. What an amazing year she had her first year with the New York Liberty and winning the league MVP. This is not her first time winning the league MVP. If you know about Breanna's track record, you know that she's racked up and won so many awards and has had so many achievements in her young career. And as they say, the best just gets better. And this is her second time winning the league MVP. So again, congratulations to Breanna Stewart for winning this year's WNBA's Most Valuable Player Award. And congratulations to all the ladies once again on picking up those prestigious honors. All right, now it's time to talk about this year's WNBA Finals matchup between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. Let's start off with the New York Liberty. So I mentioned her name earlier, this year's league MVP, Breanna Stewart, followed by some great players on this team, Bettnija Laney, Sabrina Ionescu, Courtney Vandersloot, also Jonquel Jones. You add Maureen Johannes to the mix as well. This team has just been sensational from top to bottom. Also, when you add Kayla Thornton, Jocelyn Willoughby, also Niara Sabali, also Han Chu, and also Stephanie Dolson. Sandy Brondello's done a great job with this team in only her second year as the head coach of this team. And when you think of just New York and New York City specifically, you know that it's the Mecca. It's the Mecca of basketball. And certainly the Knicks are starting to have their come up again with those games being played in Midtown Manhattan at Madison Square Garden. So the Knicks are starting to be on the come up again. The Nets still trying to find their way at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, but the Liberty, they share the same arena with the Nets in Brooklyn. But hey, the Barclays has been rocking lately with the Liberty having this great playoff run. And just, this is long overdue for the Liberty again. When you think of the New York Liberty, you think of the days of Rebecca Lobo, Teresa Witherspoon, and Kim Hampton. And gosh, I mean, so many great players that played for that team. And this is like a renaissance period for the Liberty, with Sabrina Ionescu and Breanna Stewart and Jonquel Jones and Bettnijah Laney, just to name a few. So, again, this is a great run that New York has had this year. Great season that they've had there. As the Liberty are adding on to what New York City brings in terms of being the Mecca of basketball. And this is going to be an interesting play coming up for the New York Liberty as they take on the Las Vegas Aces. So as I stated earlier in the program, the Aces are no longer the hunter. They're the hunted. And when you have talented players like Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Kia Stokes, Jackie Young, also Kirsten Bell, Alicia Gray, and then when you have Asia Wilson, the two-time league WNBA Defensive Player of the Year, this team, they just never missed a beat. Similar to the Liberty, the Aces just never missed a beat. Offense, defense, making game-winning shots, buzzer beaters. The Aces did all of that and then some all season long. And these two coaches, I talked about Sandy Brondello being the head coach of the New York Liberty, her second season. This is Becky Hammon's second season as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. And again, what an amazing job she has done with this roster. And I tell you one thing, New York, they've got their talented roster. Las Vegas, they've got their talented roster. This should be a lot of fun. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you more details on this matchup between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. And I'll also give my pick on who I think will win the series. Stay tuned for that. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
For our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
2% cash back on all purchases on your BR Telco credit card, no cap.
No cap.
Unlimited 2% cash back even on this sweater?
No cap. Even those sweet jean shorts you're wearing.
You like my jean shorts? No cap?
Actually, that's cap.
Get unlimited 2% cash back with the BR Telco cash back Visa. There's no cap. And that's no cap. Apply now at brtelco.org/no cap. Subject to credit worthiness. Get to know.
What if you could choose a medical provider who makes you the priority? A provider who truly listens to your concerns, answers your questions, and explains your treatment? A provider who sees you as more than just their next patient? For more than 50 years, Physician Associates have been going beyond for patients, providing high-quality care that's as personal as it is comprehensive, giving you the confidence that when you see a PA, their only priority is you. Learn more at PASGoBeyond.com.
Let Albertsons help you unleash your glow with your favorite personal care products. Right now at Albertsons, get great deals on all your favorite personal care products, like Head & Shoulders Base Shampoo, Crest 3D Whitening Toothpaste, Listerine Antiseptic Mouthwash, Sensodyne Sensitivity Fresh Toothpaste, Degree Women Antiperspirant Deodorant, or Soft Soap Liquid Hand Soap. Visit Albertsons.com or head into your local Albertsons store for more deals and specific details.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, before we get on out of here, let's just give you a recap of what both teams did during their playoff run this year. Let's start off with the New York Liberty. In the first round, they wind up sweeping the three-game series against the Washington Mystics. They would win the series 2-0. Game one, they would win 90-75. And in game two, they would win in overtime 90-85. Next matchup was in the playoff semifinals against the Connecticut Sun. Game one, they would lose 78-63. They would strike back in game two to beat Connecticut 84-77. Game three, they would win 92-81. And in game four, they would win a close one 87-84, giving them the series win 3-1, punching their ticket into this year's WNBA Finals. Let's move over to the Las Vegas Aces. Their first round series was against the Chicago Sky. No problems for the Aces. Game one, they would win 87-59. Game two, they would win 92-70. They would win the series 2-0. Next opponent in the semifinals against the Dallas Wings. They would win game one 97-83. Game two, they would win 91-84. And in the third game of the series, they would go on to win a close one, 64-61. So they would punch their ticket into this year's WNBA Finals, their second straight appearance. So that sets the stage now for this year's WNBA Finals between the number one seed Las Vegas Aces and the number two seed New York Liberty. These two teams have been the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop all season long in the WNBA. Las Vegas, New York. Las Vegas, New York. West Coast, East Coast. It's just been, these are the two teams that have really been at the top of their game all season long. It's been fantastic. It's been fun watching stars and players like Bekneja Laney and Sabrina Ionescu, and watching Courtney Vandersloot, and also watching Jonquel Jones. It's been fun watching Asia Wilson and Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young and Kia Stokes, just to name a few. It's been fun watching both of these teams. It's been fun watching both coaches with Sandy Brondello and Becky Hammond. It's been fun. These two teams have met four times during the regular season. Both teams split the season series 2-2. So both of these teams, I would say they are kind of similar in styles, but I can kind of see the differences in their styles of play. One team is about power. One team is about speed. The Liberty, all about power. The Aces, they play with speed. The Liberty are about strength, whereas Las Vegas is more about skill. Both of these two teams are really mirror images of one another. So this sets the stage now for my pick on who I think will win this year's WNBA Finals. This is calling for a 5-game series. I think this is going to go all 5 games. I really believe this. And, again, when you have great players, future Hall of Famers like Asia Wilson and Breanna Stewart, this is the makings of a great series. New York will have plenty of chances to get back to this point, but Las Vegas is just too much. I think Las Vegas is too much. I think Asia and company will get through this, and it's going to be a long series. It's going to be a five-game series. I like Las Vegas to win the series 3-2, and they will repeat as WNBA champions. And again, it's not going to be over with for New York. New York will get plenty of chances to get back to this stage, but Las Vegas is just riding a high right now. And I like the Aces to win in 5 games, to win the series 3-2. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Again, thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for checking in on another edition of this program. Again, thank you so much. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
Get great fall savings on all your home care and entertaining needs during the fall home care event at Albertsons. Head into Albertsons and get deals on products like Clorox disinfecting wipes, Swiffer wet mopping cloths, Lysol all-purpose cleaner, Swiffer wet jet mopping pads, Mr. Clean multi-surface cleaner, or Lysol power toilet bowl cleaner. Visit Albertsons.com or head into your local store for more details. Offers expire October 31st. Restrictions apply. Promotions may vary.
2% cash back on all purchases on your BR Telco credit card, no cap.
No cap.
Unlimited 2% cash back even on this sweater?
No cap. Even those sweet jean shorts you're wearing.
You like my jean shorts? No cap.
Actually, that's cap.
Get unlimited 2% cash back with the BR Telco cash back Visa. There's no cap. And that's no cap. Apply now at brtelco.org/no cap. Subject to credit worthiness. Get to know.
Hello, this is the BR Telco operator. How can I assist you today?
Hey, can you tell me why I should bank at BR Telco?
Well, I don't mean to spin the street yarn, but you'd be a monkey's uncle not to bank with us. We do everything the big banks do, plus we've been in the community for over 85 years and your money stays here in the community, not Wall Street. Any other questions?
Sure, yeah. Could you connect me with Anita Bath, please?
I'm not falling for that one again.
Find out all the reasons you should get to know Telco at brtelco.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
2% cash back on all purchases on your BR Telco credit card, no cap.
No cap.
Unlimited 2% cash back even on this sweater?
No cap. Even those sweet jean shorts you're wearing.
You like my jean shorts? No cap.
Actually, that's cap.
Get unlimited 2% cash back with the BR Telco cash back Visa. There's no cap. And that's no cap. Apply now at brtelco.org/no cap. Subject to credit worthiness. Get to know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.